The U.S. dollar regained its strength from before Federal Reserve Chair Powell's recent Jackson Hole speech, driven partly by euro weakness due to France's political and fiscal issues, as well as demand for the dollar ahead of the U.S. core PCE price index release. Month-end flows are also supporting the dollar. Fed's Barkin indicated a cautious approach to interest rate changes, expecting stable economic activity in 2025, but did not reveal his voting stance for the upcoming meeting. Political developments include President Trump's threat to legal action against Fed official Cook over alleged documentation falsification and efforts to influence the Fed, including a Senate hearing on Stephen Moran's nomination as a Fed governor. In Australia, July's CPI data significantly exceeded expectations, raising concerns about higher inflation forecasts. The Euro-Swiss rate hit a three-week low after Switzerland's central bank official Martin expressed confidence in avoiding deflation despite tariff concerns, while emphasizing caution on further rate cuts due to potential negative impacts. Today, only MBA mortgage applications data is scheduled with no central bank speeches. That's all for now.